It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Here are two poems from a new book of poems by Roger Kamenetz, a poet who taught at LSU Baton Rouge and who lives in New Orleans. The title of the book is To Die Next to You, and the book has drawings by the abstract expressionist Michael Haftke. The first poem, After Hearing Block, on the Upper West Side. Not to be moved by the music of the violin is like being a Jew and changing your last name to Jones. Is it possible to go on living like that, even deceiving your neighbors and friends? But later you will be alone at the edge of your bed. The pillow will be smooth, but your head will be jangled like a bucket of rusty nails. Not to hear the music of the spheres or the squares, just a rust bucket of junk. To walk up and down the sidewalk with your nose pointed to the ground. The butterflies withhold their love, and the pansies faint in the ground, their alert eyes in the dirt. Not to know the music, not to let it move you. The gears are broken. The teeth chatter past each other. You crawl on the ground like a wounded animal, like a fish growing useless legs, unable to breathe the natural air. The light goes out in your heart. The light goes out in the brain. Your hands are tired, soothing the smooth sheets. Go to bed already. Close your eyes. And if a dream interrupts you with its lightning, it comes to remind you to forget it again. And the second poem by Roger Kamenetz in his new book of poems, To Die Next to You, is entitled The Confessions. If I had just seen you once, my eye would have carried you over the sea. And if I had exalted you, even a star might have borrowed your light. At the end of an alley in a dark dream, you held out your hand, dear Father. Though begging is futile, where no eye can see. And if I had loved you more, you would have been born in my heart. So dreamed the artistic son, drinking his medicine. So betrayed the smiling son, whose lying is religion. So confessed the silent son, his forehead against the rough wall.